Jill is in Willoughby. She's going to play this round of Trump Tui on Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. Good morning, Jill. How are you?
I'm doing well, thanks. How are you?
Good. We are doing well. It's Fat Tuesday. I'm going to eat so much. Eat a lot of food. A lot of poonchkies.
And it's guilt-free today.
It is. Slightly. all right, Jill. Ask Jen to leave the room whenever you're ready.
Jen, will you please leave the room?
I sure will. Good luck to you, Jill.
Thank you. You too.
You're going to eat some? Help me eat some of these, Stevie. She dropped her phone.
Something.
That scared me. I was
what,
not looking at her.
What kind of flavors do we got?
I got a wide variety, but I got a basic, like, glazed one for Jen because she's not going to have any of those fillings.
Yeah, I don't like the filled ones either. Like,
well, that's what they are.
I know.
All right.
Well, I'll give it a try, though.
Okay. Fine. It is a Tasty Tuesday. I guess it makes sense. So, Jill, you know the game works. We're going to ask you five questions. Producer Steve, you keeping track of the score. There is a timer involved, so just make sure you give me your answer before you hear that buzzer. When you're done, we'll grab Jen from the hallway, bring her back into the studio, and answer the same five questions. If you answer more correctly than Jen, that's great. We're excited for you. You're going to get that limited edition iTrump2E t-shirt. So let's get to it. Let's get to question number one. And after its Super Bowl commercial moment, the Pro Football Hall of Fame, which I think is very smart, is now selling the football-themed juicer that was inspired by the Uber Eats ad. Do your Cleveland Browns have any players in the Pro Football Hall of Fame? Yes or no?
Yes.
Question number two. As I just mentioned, today's Fat Tuesday. It's celebrated with parades and parties and big meals, especially in places like New Orleans. Give me the name of the historic street in the French Quarter of New Orleans known for its bars and beads.
Oh, my God, I can't think. I don't know. I can't think of it.
That's all right. We're going to move to question number three. So apparently a new Charlie's Angels film is in the works. So the original series, which dominated the mid to late 1970s, then two successful film versions were released in 2000 and also 2003. Speaking of those two films, give me two of the three actors who portrayed the Angels in those two films. Once again, the films that were released in the year 2000 and the year 2003.
Drew Barrymore and Cameron Diaz.
All right. Question number four. Logan Paul just set a world record. His rare Pikachu Illustrator Pokemon card sold for $16.5 million at auction. Now, his brother, who's Jake Paul, his fiance has several medals in which Winter Olympic sport this year?
Like speed skating.
All right. Question number five. By the way, she's so good.
I saw it.
Like on TikTok or clips or whatever. Yeah. Question number five. Sad news is Robert Duvall, the Academy Award winning actor known for his roles in, well, I guess Apocalypse Now and The Godfather and the list goes on, has passed away. His wife actually broke the news on the actor's Facebook page. What was the first name of Robert Duvall's character in the Godfather films?
Tom.
All right. We're going to see how you did with those five questions. Then it's Jen's turn next. Let's continue on with the round of Trump Tui on Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorite. So Jill is in Willoughby. She answered five questions a minute ago, trying to win the game, trying to win that limited edition iTrump Tui t-shirt. Producer Stevie, how did Jill do?
Jill got four.
Oh, Jill!
Wow, you're good, Jill.
Nice job.
Thanks.
Four of five correct. You know what happens now? We're going to ask Jen the same five questions, beginning with question number one. And after its Super Bowl commercial moment, and this is very smart, the Pro Football Hall of Fame is now selling those football-themed juicers inspired by Uber Eats ad. I feel like I need one, and I don't, but it's very smart. Do the Browns have any players in the Pro Football Hall of Fame? Yes or no?
Yes.
Of course they do. Historic franchise. Actually, I had to look it up and see if we did. No, I'm kidding. Question number two. We have several. Question number two. Today is Fat Tuesday, celebrated with parades and parties and big meals, especially in places like New Orleans. Give me the name of the historic street in the French Quarter of New Orleans, known for its bars and beads.
Bourbon Street?
It is Bourbon Street. Question number three. So apparently there's a new Charlie's Angel film that's in the works. The original series dominated, of course, years ago in the mid to late 1970s, and two successful film versions were released in the year 2000 and the year 2003. Give me two of the three actors who portrayed the Angels in those films, once again in the year 2000 and the year 2003.
Drew Barrymore and Cameron Diaz.
Nice job. Question number four, Logan Paul just set a world record. His rare Pikachu Illustrator Pokemon card sold for $16.5 million at auction. Now, his brother, who is obviously Jake Paul, his fiance has several medals in which Winter Olympic sport this year?
Snowboarding. Ice skating. I mean figure skating.
You're getting closer with the skates.
Skiing.
But really fast on skates.
Speed skating.
There you go! Speed skating! Eventually. Really fast on skates. Really fast.
It gives me back pain watching, like the way they have to like bend over. There looks hard.
Wasn't it emotional when Jake Paul?
No, it was fake.
Question number five.
That gave me the ick as well as that proposal. A lot of things.
What
I'm
do you
not
mean
enjoying.
He was crying? His fiance
what,
getting the gold.
His
and,
own
I don't know if it was the silver
face.
The last time at the 500 that I was watching. Tears rolling down. It didn't get you in the heart.
It was his own camera on his face.
Okay, that's fair. Question number five.
Well, people were like, oh, that's I feel bad
this.
For him because
oh,
they're putting cameras in his face. It was his own camera.
Never should have done this. Question number five.
But good for her. She did.
She's fantastic. Yes. Question number five. You just let me know when I can move on. And
you're
I don't,
good.
You
that's
sure?
all I have to say.
Okay. Robert Duvall, the Academy Award-winning actor known for his roles in Apocalypse Now, The Godfather series, and many more, has passed away. His wife actually broke the news on the actor's Facebook page.
Jen, you do have to get this question, though, real quick to tie it up.
Stevie, thank you for that reminder. You never forget to tell me.
Mid-question.
That
you did that.
Brutal.
Did you hear that, Jill?
Brutal.
Throwing her off. Oh, my goodness. What was the first name of Robert Duvall's character in the Godfather films?
Strangely, it was Robert.
Oh, it's not Robert. Tom.
Tom was my next guess.
Tom. Final totals there. Stevie.
Jill, 4. Jen, 3.
Oh!
Jill, you did it. You trumped me. Congratulations.
Well, thank you.
Any more about Jake Paul, Stevie? We good?
No, okay, right. Why would you do that?
Nice job. That limited edition I Trump 2E t-shirt, that is yours. You can wear it all over Willoughby. When you get that shirt, we would love a shirt selfie.
Oh, yes, we
love
would.
Seeing those. Feel like it's been a little while since we've gotten one of those pictures, but seriously, congratulations. What a way to start the day. Now tell everybody who you are and tell everybody what you just did.
I'm Jill from Willoughby, and I just trumped Tui.
Ann's in Willoughby going to play this round of Trump Tui on Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. Ann, good morning. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Good. Especially if you make it back to back losses. But we'll see. We'll see what happens. We will see what happens.
We sure will, Tim.
What did you say? I'm sorry.
I said a lot of pressure.
Oh, I didn't mean to do that.
Yeah, way to go.
I'm sorry,
you should probably
Ann.
Stop saying back to back like that.
That will be my last time in the next 3 minutes. All right, Ann, ask Jen to leave the room. We'll go ahead and start the game.
Okay, Jen, please leave the room.
I'm leaving the room. Good luck, Ann.
Thank you.
All right. She's leaving the room. Producer Stevie stays in the studio with me. Here's my questions. That would be helpful. All right. So we'll ask you five questions. As you know, there is a timer involved. So just make sure you give me the answer before you hear that buzzer. That way we will count it. When you're done with the five questions, we'll grab Jen. We'll bring her back into the studio. We'll play a quick song so we can do so. We'll ask her the same five questions. If you answer more correctly, then you have won the game. If you don't and she's answered more correctly, she's won the game. And yes, we do go to tiebreaker questions if there is a tie. So we begin with question number one, specifically with Paramount Plus is dropping the SpongeBob movie Search for SquarePants on their streaming service today. This is the fourth SpongeBob movie. Our question to you, what color is SpongeBob?
Yellow.
Question number two. The new film, Wuthering Heights, debuted at number one over the weekend, bringing in nearly $35 million. The film stars Margot Robbie and also Jacob Elordi and had one of the biggest openings of the year so far. In which HBO teen drama series does Jacob Elordi play Nate Jacobs?
I have no idea.
That's all right. I'll let the timer hit or the buzzer hit. And we'll move to question number three, because after Bad Bunny's halftime show, a lot of searches for Puerto Rico. They spiked. For instance, San Juan saw flight searches jump up 240%, and Bad Bunny's hometown saw a spike of 1,450%. What currency is used in Puerto Rico?
Peso.
Question number four. Last night's season three finale of Hulu's Tell Me Lies will also serve as the series finale. The announcement was made yesterday by the showrunner who broke the news on Instagram. Which award-winning dystopian series became one of Hulu's first major originals?
Oh, gosh, I'm doing very badly today. I don't know.
That's all right. We'll move on, and maybe you know question number five. Ohio-based Bob Evans Restaurants has been sold to a New York investment firm. But don't worry, the brand will stay headquartered in Central Ohio, and current leadership will remain in place. What is the name of the dish at Bob Evans that consists of an open-faced omelet loaded with sausage, gravy, cheddar cheese, and golden brown home fries and served with freshly baked biscuits?
I don't know.
All I know is I want that right now. That is all I know. Perfect for breakfast. All right. So we're going to see how you did, and then we're going to see how Jen does, because we'll ask her those same five questions right after the song. Let's continue with a round of Trump Tui on Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites. Ann is in Willowick playing this round. She answered five questions a minute ago. How did she do?
Ann got one.
All right, Ann.
One correct today, Ann.
Yikes.
That's all right.
It's all right. It's Fat Tuesday.
Yeah.
I think they were a little hard.
Were they?
Yeah, I think so.
Too much pressure, Tim.
You know, it was on
yeah,
me.
Yeah, you're right. It is Tim's fault.
I'll take the hit. Too much pressure. Absolutely.
Jen, you don't have far to go.
You never know. I have tied at one before. We've gone to a tiebreaker and lost.
I feel so stupid about the Puerto Rico question. I'm smacking myself now.
It's okay. Yeah, not everybody knows the distance from Puerto Rico.
Don't look at me.
Nobody knows. Not everybody knows the distance from Puerto Rico to Idaho. We'll get there. Question number two.
What? Idaho?
I will kill you. Don't.
In meters. Question number one. Paramount Plus is dropping the SpongeBob movie Search for SquarePants on their streaming service today. By the way, this is the fourth SpongeBob movies of SpongeBob movie. How many holes is in SpongeBob?
I did not ask that.
I'm kidding.
What?
I'm trying.
Oh my God.
I don't even like the wording of that question.
I know. I'm sorry. I was trying to think what they are. Divots?
Like SpongeBob, that at all.
SpongeBob divot holes.
Stop.
All right, what color is SpongeBob?
Yellow.
Okay, that's better. Sorry, I made that. No, Ann's done listening
that's
to the show after that.
I
don't even know.
I think I've
put
done
pressure
this
on here. I said that he has holes. I'm sorry. I take it all back. We're moving to question number two.
Like
the new film Wuthering Heights debuted at number one over the weekend, bringing in nearly $35 million. The film stars Margot Robbie and Jacob Elordi and had one of the biggest openings of the year so far. In which HBO teen drama series does Jacob Elordi play Nate Jacobs?
Euphoria.
It is Euphoria. Question number three. After Bad Bunny halftime show, searches for Puerto Rico spiked. San Juan saw flight searches up to 240%, and Bad Bunny's hometown saw a spike of 1,450%. What currency is used in Puerto Rico?
The U.S. dollar.
It is the U.S. dollar. Question number four. Last night's season three finale of Hulu's Tell Me Lies is also going to serve as a series finale. The announcement was made yesterday by the showrunner who broke the news on Instagram. Which award-winning dystopian series became one of Hulu's first major originals?
The Handmaid's Tale.
It was The Handmaid's Tale. As we move to question number five, Ohio-based Bob Evans Restaurants. Have been sold to a New York investment firm. The brand will stay headquartered in Central Ohio, and current leadership will remain in place. What is the name of the dish at Bob Evans that consists of an open-faced omelet loaded with sausage, gravy, cheddar cheese, golden brown home fries, and served with freshly baked biscuits?
That's the happy sausage and gravy.
Whoa, I don't want ever. I don't ever. I'm okay if I never hear that phrase again.
It's the happy plate of sausage.
I am okay.
I don't like any of these guessing words in this game.
It's been awkward.
They do not.
What's it called?
I'm not. I'm familiar with the entire menu.
I know.
Guessing happy sausage, not one of them. It is called. Can I get some extra happy sausage?
Listen! There it's are called, 8 seconds. I just see what comes to
just
my
saying,
head. I really need to be careful.
Just saying.
That.
Sunshine skillet. But you could also get
Isn't that
with a side.
Like, see, sunshine, happy. I did something like that.
It's crazy.
I don't like that.
I'm sorry.
You know what, Ann?
For so many things.
You didn't deserve today.
No, you didn't.
And you did not deserve today. And we will try to do better.
Yeah.
Okay. I need that t-shirt. I have the mug.
Oh, you do?
Ooh.
You'd be part of that Schmug Club, the Schmuggineer. Thank you for playing. Thank you for putting up with us for the last 5 minutes or so, but you know what you need to say.
Sure. This is Anne from Willowick. I did not Trump too. Have a great day.
You too.